you believe your wife to be a witch, then who am I to contradict you? You wouldn't appreciate a fine performance if I put him on the backside! I'll guide your men to safety and set them on the path home. But ken this, when you return, I'll be waiting here to fight by your side.
Said I'll not have you dying for nothing.
I won't be. I'll be dying with you.
You can hear that Duncan's already crying. He heard himself acting there, and he was like, I am so amazing. Now, it's bringing tears to my eyes.
Now I understand when people say they can't understand a word I'm saying in the show. Just Scottish gobbledygook.
Oh, we understand. You sound good. Please welcome a big Fergus welcome to Duncan Lacroix.
Thank
everybody.
You. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being up so early.
I know. Well, I'm
proud of you.
My body clock's 5 hours ahead anyway, so I'm
is
good.
It? You're good to go.
Expecting some lunch at the moment.
Yeah, you'll get some lunch after this, I'm sure. Of course, you're best known as Murtagh on Outlander, and a huge fan favorite. I mean, everyone just loved you, and I can't give away what happened. Can I give away what happened? Like, everyone knows what happened. But
I think by now, yeah.
If you read
if
the books, yeah,
it, and they should have done.
Yeah, so and if you read the books and you know what happened, but you were amazing in it, and you have this like totally like moral code about you on the show. Do you have that in real life?
No. Unfortunately, yeah. Not. No,
yeah.
I'm nowhere near like Murtagh. I wish I was. He kind of rubbed off a little bit.
Yeah.
As I'm older, I'm kind of.
Did he? Did he rub off? Did you find yourself that you kind of adopted some characteristics of Murtagh while being on Outlander?
Like the first season, I developed this scowl. You know, I was just walking around Scotland with a big frown on my
frowning
face.
All
yeah,
the time?
Like you see people coming towards me in the street and then just backing off.
Yeah, you're not too happy in the show many times.
No, he's just a miserable guy.
It's miserable. And one of the most asked questions when I Googled it was, is he friends with Sam in real life? That's one of the biggest.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
You guys are buds?
Sam has got me out of a few scrapes recently.
Oh, nice. That's
recently we did a festival in Glasgow, and we all went out for a drink. Myself, Sam, Sophie, who plays Brianna.
Yeah.
I had a few too many whiskeys.
You had a couple.
Like, lost my front door keys. And so I like had to ring him up at 2 o'clock in the morning to come and rescue me.
He
provided me with a fresh T-shirt the next day.
That's so funny.
And he's good. He's
so
a good
now
lad.
You're living in Glasgow now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And are you enjoying living there?
I love Scotland. I mean, I lived in Ireland before that. Moved to Glasgow, Lockstock for the show in 2013. And I just love because Glasgow, a couple of hours, you're up in Highlands.
Yeah, it's so beautiful there. I backpacked a little bit after college through there. And I'm going to Ireland in 3 weeks with my mom and my daughter. So where do I go?
Go to the West Coast.
Yeah.
Dublin's fine for a couple of days, but get to Galway, get up
we're
to...
We're going to Galway.
Well, that's where I lived for 10 years.
No way. Yeah. So do you have a good bar name for me to go?
Tinochtans on Cross Street. Yeah, go there.
Is that...
Near Spanish Arch. That was my favorite haunt.
Are you a regular there?
I used to kind of live there. Yeah. We always, you know, get our little bit of what we used to call scratch because we were all artists.
Yeah.
Every week and meet up. We used to like go there. It was like more of a community spirit back then. So
yeah,
you
nice.
Know, used to hang out there, get jobs there, you know.
Yeah. I'm loving your Instagram. One of my favorite things on Instagram is rambling with Uncle Duncan.
Yes. I've got to do a special Canada edition this week.
Can you do it?
Yeah.
I'm oh my God. Promise. A special Fergus one. Can we hear a bit of it?
Oh my God.
Good morning, hippies. It's episode 2 of Rambling with Uncle Duncan. I know from the response to the first episode, you're all going to be moist with anticipation for this one.
Yeah, that's the word I would use, Duncan. Yeah
I think people will be sliding off their seats for the Canada edition, actually. I'm looking forward to producing that.
Sliding off their seats. Oh, man, that is fun. Okay, so
probably
I've got...
a bit early in the day for that. I apologize.
I've got a couple listener questions for you. What do you like to do for fun is one of them.
Well, precisely that. I love to get up into the Highlands, do hiking. It's just so beautiful. Because you just kind of like all your cares kind of disappear as soon as you get up by Loch Lomond and drive a bit further north. Other than that, kind of I do watch a lot of shows myself.
Do you?
Yeah.
What are you watching? What's your favorite now?
At the moment, I'm watching The Sandman because our production designer Gary Steele from Outlander, he does all the artwork on that. So.
Oh, that's nice. So you're supporting your buds.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, just so many. There was a Apple TV show called Severance, which I thought was amazing. So if you haven't seen that, check that out. Yeah.
Another thing is about your Instagram, like the backgrounds are so beautiful, your hikes and everything that you go on. It's just like you kind of go, wow, it's just so breathtaking.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, and you like that kind of low-key life. You're not a big into living in LA, doing the LA thing?
No. I love Scotland. And as well, like, you know, you can just walk around and, you know, I'm always asked, do you get recognized? And no one recognized you in Glasgow. And if they did, they wouldn't.
They don't care.
They don't care anyway.
Another thing you're doing is learning guitar, I notice, on Instagram.
Yeah.
How's that coming along?
Well, you know, I say that I'm learning guitar. it acts more like an air guitar when I've had a few whiskeys. And you know, I just put the music on so I can't hear myself play.
And I saw you went to an AC/DC concert. I think it was recently. Yeah. Is that a favorite of yours, band-wise?
Oh, that was the first band I went to see when I was 12.
No way.
Yeah, I saw the, what was it? For Those About to Rock tour in 1982. And I saw them pretty much every year, every concert after that, every tour they did, I've seen AC/DC.
Was that t-shirt you're wearing from back in 1982?
Yeah, well, no, that would be more of a boob tube at the moment. Yeah.
And producer Polly's wife is a big fan. She wanted to know what you do on set in between takes and Outlander.
Bully Graham McTavish. Things,
I bet there's a lot of pranks on set that has to, like, with a guy like you?
Yeah.
Were you, like, the prankster on set?
My big joy was trying to make Graham McTavish corpse, which is what we call laugh before every take.
Wait. What did he say? What do you call it?
We call it in the trade. It's called corpsing.
Oh, corpsing.
It's just when you and Katrina's terrible for it. She like so many takes ruined because she's just like a terrible giggler. I think I held the record for the most takes in a scene once because I just couldn't say this line, and in the end, like, Katrina was just like, every time I went to say it, she just burst into laughter. Yeah. And this poor actor that they pulled on to do this scene, he kept having to do this entrance and dragging his manservant. Yeah. And we got to about like take 25, and the guy he was dragging around, like, I think he ripped all his chest hair out. Like, frustration.
I love it. And I know a lot of people love all the nudity in Outlander. All the nude scenes.
Well, yes, be careful what you wish for with Uncle Murder.
So were those close sets? I mean, all the nude scenes that were happening and all, like, would...
I was only kind of involved in a few. One was in season two with the lovely Suzette, the French maid. Mm. You usually have... pretty much a full complement of set, but I was never involved in a really intimate scene, so
right.
I think they really pare it down.
They pare it down a lot.
For that, yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay, so we got four last... Well, before we get into the Scottish Festival, what's going on this weekend, we've got four just random questions with Duncan. So, the last thing you Googled...
We won't go through my search history. Next question.
The last person you followed on Instagram.
Ooh, that's a good one. I don't know. I think it was a female boxer called Alicia Bumgardner, I'm a big boxing fan.
Oh, are you?
And she's like, she's fantastic.
Now, do you box as well?
A friend of mine, Paul Donnelly, who's in the show, we just kind of opened a boxing gym in Mulgay Glasgow. Yeah, so he puts me through my paces. I don't allow sparring because you can't touch this beautiful face.
No. But, so you only have to box from the waist down?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a whole different kind of boxing, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. The last time you cried?
We were just discussing this. I weep at nearly every film I ever see.
Like every film?
Yeah. Even if it's a comedy, I just start crying. I'm terrible. I'm very emotional when it comes to that kind of thing. So probably last week some point. Last I can't week. Remember what I was watching.
Okay. The last thing you drank?
Water.
Water, okay.
From this table.
All right. What's your favorite cocktail, your cocktail of choice?
Oh.
Is that tough?
I like a martini.
I like a dry martini. Yeah. I like a dirty shaken martini with extra olives.
I've actually quit drinking now, so these are all kind of torturous questions.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Why don't you have a cocktail?
No, never. Well, not until right now. Then all of a sudden you just like start ordering cocktails at the station. Okay, so you're here for the Fergus Scottish Festival and Highland Games. Of course, Elizabeth Bender's here, who I'm going to just say, Elizabeth, did you get your car cleaned to pick up Duncan? So she was so concerned. She writes me and says, I've got to go clean my car now because like, I can't pick him up in a dirty car.
It smelled beautiful.
Yes.
Okay, it's fantastic.
Yes, it's a nice ride over. So you must be so excited about the festival. It's in full swing.
Yes, yeah. It is madness up there, yeah. All in a good way. So yeah. We are ready. 5 o'clock today. Gates open.
Oh, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. And when can people see and meet Duncan?
5:30.
Okay.
There is a meet and greet. So that was a ticketed event. It is sold out.
Okay.
And there's a panel following, and I'm not sure where tickets are at for that. So check out the website for sure and see if there's anything left.
Okay.
Duncan's going to be around all weekend long. So there's some ticketed VIP experiences.
Nice.
And then we will have him out and about and doing some fun things on the grounds as well.
And I'll be wearing a kilt as well.
You will?
Yes.
All weekend?
People will be fainting.
So are you going to be wearing different kilts or just like your one go-to kilt?
I just got one was laid out for me on the bed when I got here last night.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like a mini skirt, so we'll see how it works.
We'll get you another one.
Now, if you're at a VIP event with Duncan, don't offer him a drink, for God's sakes.
No.
You know, because it's a whole different issue, right? What else can we expect to happen here at the Fergus Festival or with the Highland Games, especially?
Well, there will be all of the wonderful things that always happen at the Fergus Scottish Festival. Mm-hmm. So we have our competitions.
Yeah.
That's the and games part. Mm-hmm. So heavy events, Highland dance, pipes and drums. We have our clans and heritage area, so you can search your Scottish roots and find out what your tartan is, so you can go buy your kilt. We have tons of entertainment this year, so we have the Red Hot Chili Pipers.
Don't get
tonight.
That mixed up, because some people have mixed that up in the past, and
yes,
it's totally
we've already had at least one this year.
Did you?
Yes, we did.
That's awesome.
And then following that is the Mud Men. So tonight is our tattooed in tradition. So we are kicking it off after 3 years of no festival with the best tattoo you will ever see.
Oh,
there
cool.
will be wonderful things going on. There's a Caber tribute. Mm-hmm. There's the unveiling of our new Tartan Kiss of Fergus song that's been written for us with a choreographed dance routine, mass bands, mass fling, all kinds of exciting things, followed by some fireworks and the Chili Pipers and the Mud Men. And then all weekend long, there'll be entertainment all throughout the grounds, in addition to all of those things I've already said before. And then we've got lots of concessionaires.
Nice.
So lots of Scottish eats and things to wear.
Awesome. So Duncan, what is your number one fan question you get asked? Like, do you find you get one thing when you're doing these VIP meet and greets? Do you get asked something over and over again?
The one we usually get is, what period of time would you go back to if you could touch the stones? And we just like make up different answers every time.
Do you? Okay, let me ask you that question then. What period of time, Duncan?
Would you go back to? Thanks for that. Great. I'm going to invent another one.
Really specific.
I've always thought the 60s would be cool to go back to.
Would be
I wouldn't
fun.
Want to go back, like, I mean, it was pretty miserable for most of history, wasn't it? We've got all the cool stuff now.
Can we go in the future?
Yeah, we've got toilet paper, stuff like that. We don't want to go back to this kind of, you know.
We like our toilet paper. Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're so excited that you joined us. Please enjoy Fergus. Well, are you going to just enjoy the, are you going to be walking around? Or are you going to
I'm going to go for a hike this morning, see a bit of a nature, record Sunday Rambling with Uncle Duncan, the Fergus edition.
Can you say hi to Billy in it?
I will do.
Will you do it?
Special shout out to Billy.
Nice. I love you. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
This is going to be so fun. I'm going to see you guys there tonight at the event. And we're just going to have a party, guys. A party.
We want to hear from you.
Tell Billy your story on our Facebook at The Grand at 101.